no, that's too depressing. Let's go. Hello, 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 and welcome
hello.
To Real Life Gays. My name is
hello,
Gareth.
Everyone. And my name is Lee. How are you, everybody?
Yeah, so it's been a while since we've done this, and we give you a little clue there at the start, and the clue is probably going to be the name of the episode as well. But yes, time to say goodbye to our Real Life Gays journey, shall we say. So, yeah, this is our podcast, which is obviously about topics and issues relating to the LGBTQ plus community. We've been going since 2020. We started off, as most of you are probably aware, as a YouTube channel. And the last year, this year in 2022, we turned it into a podcast. So I don't think we need to go through the whole thing about who we were, what we did, because if you've got this far, you probably know who we are and you can go back and listen to our episodes. But we felt like, instead of just disappearing off the face of the earth, we would come on just to say thank you to everyone and say goodbye and let you know what we're up to, what our future is going to involve, and the reasons why we are leaving. So first of all, Lee, tell us what the future holds for you after Real Life Gays.
Oh, wow. Future holds for me, I started a new job recently, about 12 weeks ago. Really, really enjoying it. And potentially, you know, move up the ladder in that job. Did have a pre-chat off camera, so to speak. Single still, so yes.
So possibly looking for possibly a little bit of fun, you never know. Yeah.
But yes, looking forward to Christmas. I've got Christmas and New Year off, spending it with friends and family, like I always do at Christmas with family, and I love it. We all get together, which is amazing. So yeah, nothing majorly happening. Gareth, what about you?
it is all my fault this is ending. But no, we kind of touched on this in the last episode there with Drake. I have decided that next year I am going to go traveling. So, yeah, from January, I'm off to Singapore, Thailand, lots of places in Southeast Asia, and then lots of places in America, and then some other places around Europe that I've always wanted to go to. I felt like it was just kind of that time in my life where it was now or never. But of course, in doing so means that I have to give up some of my things that I've been involved in over the last few years, one of them being Real Life Gays. And we tried to figure out if we could do it whilst I was on the road, but with the time differences being like 9 hours in some places, it was just going to be a headache. And we've always said if we were going to do a podcast, we have to do it regularly to keep people interested. And that's why when we came back for season one and two, we brought out, you know, 10 episodes or so every week, because we knew consistency was key to being a successful podcast. And that's why I thought, you know, if we can't do it properly, let's not do it at all. And we leave behind a really good, obviously, legacy. And I felt like end of season two, to finish with this episode, just to say thank you to everyone. We've covered a lot of good topics, pretty much everything we wanted to cover. So I feel like leaving now would be the best thing, because as we know, when we first started Real Life Gays in 2020, the world was to shit. It really was. And each of us, myself, you, Lee, and Reese, were all going through different things in our lives, all not very good things. And we used each other as our support network. And it gave us a focus. And although we had TikTok and other things going on, because we were all going through a lot of personal things, we managed to put a lot of our time and energy into creating what it was back then, our YouTube channel. And I loved it. And I'm so, so grateful for everything that we achieved and meeting you guys. And I'm sure you feel the same, Lee.
Yes, 100%. You know, like we've all said, like you've just said there in previous, you know, we all, you know, things happen for a reason. And back then, we all just got drawn to each other, like we have with other friends and this, that, and the other. We created Real Life Gays, and it was amazing. It was fabulous. It was like, you know, a little bit of light at a dark time, so to speak. And then, you know, it progressed gradually to the podcast. But yeah, I've enjoyed every second. Love doing the YouTube channels and the lip syncs. Yes, I might not have been as good as you, Pear, but there we go.
We never mentioned it. No, I did miss the lip sync, so you have to admit on the podcast. But as I said, the podcast, we decided to do it because it opened up to a larger audience, and it was easier to record guest episodes without having to sit down at a camera and work it all out that way. And we've had some amazing guests. We say this every single time. Thank you so much to every guest that we've had on. It really has been so educational and entertaining, if anything. We probably did have still quite a lot we want to talk about. And although we're saying goodbye now, it might just be for a break. I don't know, because we don't know what the future holds for Real Life Gays. All we know is that right now, where our paths are taking us, all three of us, we just could not keep it up to date. So we're parking it for now. But what we're doing is we're keeping the podcasts all available. So they're still all going to be available, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else where you get your podcasts. They're all going to be available forever. And this
And
is why
the
we
YouTube.
and the YouTube, yeah, but we wanted to create topics, especially on the podcast, that would kind of stand the test of time. Because some, I don't know about you, Lee, but when I listen to some podcasts, sometimes they're years old, but they're still
Yeah.
relevant. And a lot of the topics we've discussed, especially non-binary and the trans topics, they're very much in the news constantly just now. So if people are wanting to educate themselves or listen to people's stories, they can listen to our podcast. And actually, I was just going to say to you, in the last 3 months, like I looked through the statistics on our podcast platform, and our non-binary, asexual and trans episodes like tripled in listens over the last 3 months. And that's not a coincidence, because more and more people are becoming aware of these terms and are wanting to educate themselves. So I also wanted to kind of tell you, Lee, our top five topics on the podcast. Do you want to guess what
Okay.
they are? What do you think the top one is?
Oh, not the bondage one.
No, well, that is like maybe six out of the 20 odd episodes we've
Okay.
done.
Maybe the trans one or the non-binary.
So our top listen to episode is all about asexuality with Brandy. Yes, because again, that's a lot of maybe there's a lot of people who just don't quite understand it. So that's our top episode is asexual and has been right from the start. The second top is gay and single. There's a lot of gay
And
singletons out there who wanted to listen. So yeah,
we all
being
just
gay and
had a bit of
single.
a
Yeah.
bitch.
Our third top is Welcome to Real Life Gays. That was our introduction episode. And then the fourth top is gay adoption. And then our fifth one was our last episode, which was the interview with country artist Drake Jensen. So yeah, those are our top five out of all the episodes that we've done. But it doesn't really matter. Like I said, we never did this podcast or the YouTube channel to get hundreds and thousands of views and likes or anything, because we wanted to create something that was always going to be around for people to watch or listen to. And that's why we've kind of felt that now, because we weren't able to put all the effort into it, we're going to love you all and leave you all. The website, reallifegays.com, is still going to be there. You can follow us still on our socials, which I'm sure we'll keep updating as and when, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, which is just at Real Life Gays. And you can follow us personally as well. And we tag ourselves in all the posts and stories that we've been posting on our socials. But if you look at the episode description, you've got links to our socials down below. Myself, Lee, and Reese, all of our personal information is there. If you want to keep up to date, especially with me on my travels next year, because I'll be using Instagram a lot just to show what I'm up to. But before we finish, I do have a message from Reese to read out.
Oh.
Okay, so here we go. Meeting Gareth and Lee literally saved my life. Filming and being a part of Real Life Gays gave me back a sense of freedom and enjoyment. And I will forever see both of these beautiful, kind men as very good friends and want them to know that I'm here for them always. As for the diehard fans of Real Life Gays, thank you for the continued support that the boys received when they went to podcasts. This is not the end, and it's just a new chapter starting all three of our lives, and who knows what the future will bring. I am sorry I cannot be there in person, but I wish you all both the best of luck in your futures. Thank you very much. Love you lots. Reese.
Oh,
Sweet. I know. So yeah, we really wanted all three of us here, but obviously Reese couldn't join us. So he sent me this. He was like, make sure we read this out. So thank you so much, Reese. We love you. And as I said,
love you lots.
You can follow Reese on his socials. Again, just look at the bottom in the description for the links there. So Reese, Lee, I want to know two questions.
Okay.
Your favorite topic.
There's been so many. Well, like say with the YouTube channel, I really enjoyed like the drinking games and the party ones that we did.
Remember
I
just loved ourselves.
Those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just getting drunk. but I really, really loved the ones like that we had guests on. So the ones like with Natasha when she came on and telling her story about being trans. Obviously, even like back in the day being trans, because she's more of a mature lady. Very beautiful.
But if you had to pick one, not easy, is it?
No, there's if you pick one, then it's like it's
no. I mean, I like you, Lee. I love all of our episodes and especially all the guest episodes. But what did you feel you got the most out of an episode? Either you learned a lot or you found it fun and educational, or you just connected with the topic more. Doesn't mean you don't love anyone else. It's just like what was more personal for you.
I think, well, mainly it's the ones like that we actually learned a bit of stuff ourselves. Yeah. So like the trans episode, the non-binary episodes, the bisexual episodes and things like that.
Yes,
you know?
With Emma.
Because it isn't us, you know, we were learning as well as everybody else. Mm-hmm. When we had my friend on as well, talking about the HIV and sexual health side of things, that was really interesting, very close to my heart as well. So, yeah, I can't pick one particular thing. I love them all equally, but I really, really love the ones where we had loads of fun as well.
Yes, me too. Yeah, and one of my favourites was the Jake Jensen episode, the one we just did last episode. I just found it fascinating. His way of looking at life and how he records music. And yeah, I think it was very inspirational. I was just in awe that whole episode. So yeah, if anyone's listened to this and hasn't listened to any of our episodes, they're all going to be available on Spotify, iTunes, whatever. You can just listen back to them.
Were you as much in awe of as that episode as the one with David from Scooch?
Oh yes, when I was fangirling over David. Oh yes, again, you can go back to that episode on our YouTube with David. Was it David Dukas? Dukas? He's now married.
Dukas.
Did you know he's got married?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? It's like you say, it's years because we're you're 2 years worth of lots of fun, and all these guys just get the edited version. Some of the stuff we did behind the scenes and the bloopers were so much fun. It really was. What was your favorite lip sync then? I think you've answered this question before.
I think it might have been Let It Go.
Let It Go. Mine was Defying Gravity. Mm.
Yeah. And the Christmas one. I loved the Christmas one as well.
Of
was
course.
It the Christmas one when Tiff came in either side as well?
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah.
And then we all did Do They Know It's Christmas? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeez. So yeah, we just, as I said, we didn't feel right just leaving the podcast to kind of wither and die. And some people have messaged been like, are you doing another one? Or is there going to be a season three? What's happening? So there will possibly be in the future, but right now, especially next year, no. We're happy with what we've done over the last couple of years. The two seasons we've done of the podcast, we're happy with. And we will just keep updating as and when throughout our journeys, and if people want to follow us again, the links are below. So as always though, before we love everybody and leave everybody, I think we should do a final spin the wheel. What do you think?
Go on then.
Okay, for the last time, let's spin the wheel. Because we are filming this in December, it's Christmas themed. So all of the Christmas would you rathers, it is landed on. Oh, this is hard. Okay. Wow. Would you rather go all Christmas season with no Christmas movies or no Christmas music? You firstly.
Right. Hard. Every single time I put the radio on, there's a Christmas song. With a movie, You can choose when you want to put that on. So I feel, and then sometimes in movies, there's Christmas music and Christmas
Oh,
songs
I
in
see
the
what you did
movie.
there. Okay.
So I would say I would prefer to have the movies.
Okay, I was going to say I would prefer to go without movies, but you've made a good point. Yeah, because there's a lot of the songs, a lot of our favorite Christmas songs are in movies. I just watched Love Actually again. You've got All I Want for Christmas in it.
Oh my God, so did I. No, not Love Actually. What did I watch? I am going to watch Love Actually. What did I watch? Was it My Holiday or My Holiday or The Holiday?
The Holiday. Yeah. So
Yes.
my favorite Christmas movies would be Love Actually, Elf, The Holiday, and Miracle on 34th Street. Those are my favorite four. What about you?
Mine would be Home Alone,
Of
Home Alone
course.
2, and The Holiday, and controversial,
Oh, Night Before
Die
Christmas. Oh, Die Hard. Oh God, let's not open that can of worms. My gosh, it's not a Christmas movie.
Hard.
I love how when you said Home Alone there, the amount of millennials or people who are obviously a lot younger than us are now realizing that Kevin McAllister's mother is Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
Whereas obviously when we started watching Schitt's Creek, we were like, oh my God, it's Kevin's mum. But
It's
it's
more, yeah.
people who are obviously a little bit younger, who might not
Kevin.
be watching as much Home Alone as we did when we were children, are now going, hang on, that's Moira Rose. And you're like, yes, iconic, iconic. So yes,
You
any
know what? I
last
did go and
words?
try and watch it. I did go and try and watch Home Alone the other day, but now you have to pay for it because it's Christmas.
Oh, see, I bought it on my Prime like years ago. So every year I've got all my favorite Christmas movies, no matter what, already bought and paid for on my Prime. When it was like on offer in like July
Nice.
for like £2 or something. See, think ahead,
Good.
children.
That's it. But no, yes, all I want to say is to echo similar to what Reese has already said, thank you both for everything from day one when we first planned things and did the YouTube, but coming through to this year, you've both been amazing, and you'll both still be in my life forever and ever. And I still have my
Your
birthday present from you
picture.
both
Oh, yay.
up on the wall, still in the frame. That'll be with me forever as
And
well.
my t-shirt, our t-shirts and mugs. Like, I still wear mine and
Yeah,
I'll wear
I've
it
got
with pride.
I still use the mug as well. Yeah,
Yeah,
so
so, and
yeah,
this is exactly the
100%.
same. You can't even explain like what our show meant because we did it for us as well as everyone else. And like we've
Yeah.
already mentioned before, if we managed to change anyone's life, even just one person from something that we created, then it was worth it. And we know from people
Yeah.
who have reached out to us, we've changed many people's lives, especially, I won't mention any names, but one who came out as trans and thanked
Yeah.
us. That to me was like, okay, done. If we don't go anywhere with this podcast or nobody likes us or whatever, that to me was worth everything that we did. We never did it to make money. We never did it for fame and fortune, nothing like that. We did it to make a difference to at least one person, and we know we have. And if we've
I
educated
mean,
or entertained people along the way, that's just a bonus.
yeah, definitely. I mean, even in the last 6 to 8 months, I've been chatting to friends and family members this, that, and the other, and they've said either a friend or a relative of theirs is either confused, they're not 100% sure who they are in the world, what they are, etc. And I've just said, look, just have a little look at this on YouTube. It's a bit of fun, it's a bit educational, mainly for them as adults caring for that person, but also for them as well. I said it's PG, it's fine. Some of the party ones are a bit close to the knuckle, but yeah, even to this day I still signpost people to us, and
Same.
then we can within that we signpost to other places as well. So
And
yeah.
it's people who come up to me or message me and say, oh, I've listened to your podcast. And it's people you don't really expect. And you go, oh, really? Which episode? And they're like, oh, all of them. I've really enjoyed it. And I've learned some things, or I've listened to you when I'm driving in the car. And again, one of the main reasons we went to podcasts is so people can do it whilst they're ironing or watching the kids or driving the car, or even in the office, I've heard someone do it.
Yeah.
It's made a huge difference reaching these people that we would never really reach before with YouTube. And the fact that I know these people listen to it and enjoy it and were asking for new episodes, I was like, oh wow, this is actually amazing. I didn't realize. So yeah, if you listen to this episode, let us know. But again, to finish up, just thank you all. You're the reason we did it. your comments, your likes, your messages, all your support throughout the last couple of years is the reason we kept doing it. And yeah, we are so grateful. And yeah, I'm so grateful for these boys. And no matter what happens in life, those 2 years, because we played such an important part, that'll never change. Even if we don't speak for months, it's one of those things that our bond will never be broken. Our real life gaze forever.
Yay!
So yes, for the final time, thank you all so much. I have been Gareth.
And I've been Lee.
Thank you so much. Bye, everyone. Have a great Christmas. Mwah!
Merry Christmas. Bye. Bye.
Ha 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 ha!